This is SB Nation Radio from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios. Here's Joe Spano.
Well, Baltimore Orioles are not having much of a year this year, but the future could be real bright, and they're at the center of the news because of the Manny Machado sweepstakes. None better to talk about it than from the Baltimore Sun, Peter Schmuck. Peter, welcome to the program. It is great to talk to you tonight. Thanks for a few minutes.
Yeah, good to talk to you, Joe.
Hey, well, we'll see how you feel about that in about 14 minutes. I know the story's all filed, all the quotes are done. Let's dive into the Manny Machado sweepstakes. What's the latest that you're hearing? I've read everything from the Dodgers are the favorite. Now the Yankees are interested. The Phillies are in there. Tell us the latest based on what you know.
Well, I don't know a whole lot more than you do, Joe. I mean, obviously tonight there's a report that the Yankees have jumped back in. I'm not sure what to make of that because I'm pretty sure that if they've been in, they've been in all along. I mean, that's how this stuff works. It's a question of whether someone knows that a new offer, a specific offer has been made that's better than the last one, or they're jockeying with some other team. And those things, you know, aren't spelled out here, and they haven't been for a while. What we do know is that I'm pretty sure tomorrow someone will say sources said that the Arizona Diamondbacks have jumped back in and are serious. And I mean, that's what happens with these things. And so, as you know, it's a lot of work trying to separate what's real from what's not. And that's not very easy to do right now because, there, by all accounts, there's a lot of teams interested in Manny Machado. Why wouldn't there be? And he is playing a terrific baseball right now. He's shaken off any kind of distraction that might have come with this situation. In fact, from the time that he became a subject of this kind of speculation, which would be about this time last year, since then, from July 1st till July 1st, he's hit 302 with 38 home runs and 114 RBIs. He apparently likes this. He likes this attention, and he's been thriving on it.
Well, now, is it a given? Because there's going to be a bunch of Manny Machado questions here. Is it a given that the Orioles trade him at the deadline? There's not a chance that they can't comb through these offers and find one that makes them happy and move on from Manny Machado at the deadline. Is that fair to say?
I would think it's fair to say I wouldn't assume anything with the Orioles because they're not a terribly decisive team. They've been known to let a deadline pass. And this is a situation where if they let Manny Machado walk out of here in November for a draft choice and a fifth round or whatever, you know, and I don't know exactly what the draft choice is. A lot of it depends on, I don't know, some of it depends on where the teams are and how good they are. But if they let him walk out of here without them getting two or three decent prospects, and by decent, I don't mean number one, two, and three from the Houston Astros or somebody else, because no one's going to give that for a 2 month and a 2.5 month rental. And if someone does and the Orioles miss it, then they're even worse off. But you know, one of the issues with this, and what I try to sympathize with the indecisive O's, is that we're 3 weeks almost exactly from the deadline. And they're looking at all these offers from four, five, six teams. And, you know, it's got to be difficult to look at that and say, well, if we take this one right here, a better one might come day after tomorrow. And, you know, I think some teams, and the Orioles in particular, can get frozen by that, where you just can't make a decision. It's like a little kid at a candy stand. You know, I could have all of these things, and I can't decide. Yeah, do I think it's possible that we'll be in August and he'll still be here? Yeah, I guess it's possible. It would be really stupid.
Because there's no chance he's coming back. They're not going to be the winners in a free agent sweepstakes in the offseason for the services of Manny Machado, are they?
No.
I mean,
Manny likes to say this is the place he's comfortable and he wishes that they'd step up and that he wants to stay. But I think that ship has sailed. I mean, they made an attempt back in 2013 or 14 to sign him to a Mike Trout or a Evan Longoria contract. Probably more Evan Longoria than Mike Trout, since Mike Trout got $145 million when he was 2 years in. But it didn't come together, and it really has not been a serious word since then. And that ought to tell you something. And he he talked to me a week or two ago, and I said the Angels were in town, and I was talking to him about Trout's contract. And his response was, the Orioles didn't appreciate me as much as the Angels appreciate Trout. And then I went to the Orioles, and they basically came back with Dan saying, there's a good reason for that. Mike Trout, up to this point in his career, is the greatest baseball player in the history of the game, statistically, up to this point in his career. And Manny's really, really good, but he's not that. And that's kind of the point they made. And that doesn't wash, because you have Manny, and they have Trout, and you need to keep Manny, but they're not going to do that.
Well said. That's the voice of Peter Schmuck from the Baltimore Sun joining us here on SB Nation Radio, breaking down the Manny Machado trade sweepstakes and everything else involving the Baltimore Orioles. Obviously, Machado's going to go, and he's going to bring a reasonable haul of prospects that can help this team in the short and long-term future. He ain't the only guy going, though. Rumors are heavy on Zach Britton. He's a lefty reliever with big-time closer experience, but he's coming off an injury, and he pitched well tonight in Game 1 of the double dip with the Yankees, but generally, since he's been back, he's sporting a 5 ERA, and the ancillary numbers don't look great. I haven't seen them much, so give us your lowdown from an eye test perspective on Zach Britton and what they may be able to fetch for him at the deadline based on where he is in his recovery.
Well, the operative word, in this case, the operative word is at the deadline. The Orioles need to move on Manny now, but they can't move on Zach Britton now unless they package him with Manny, which is not out of the question. But Zach Britton needs to prove he's okay. He's coming off an Achilles surgery. He's been off and on. He has not looked like himself except in a few games. But velocity-wise, he's at 97. His ball's sinking. He's just not commanding it. And so I think that the scouts are going to say, this guy, you know, when this guy's in shape a month from now and we get him, he's going to be really, really good. And a lot of teams will be trying to bring him in to be an eighth-inning guy anyway because they already have a closer, you know, the good teams. So here's the problem for the Orioles, and this is a sad situation for them. They were intending to trade all-star setup man Brad Brock and, you know, fantastic all-time single-season closer Zach Britton 2 years ago. And now they aren't going to get as much. At this moment, Brad Brock is pitching horribly. And Zach, because of the injury, and this, you know, this takes the Orioles back to being indecisive last year in July when people wanted Zach Britton last year. Now he has the Achilles injury in December, and he's lost for a couple months, and they just got to come bring him out now and try to see if he's good enough. They've really gone from having four players that would get them a lot of stuff to having Manny and maybe Adam Jones getting them a prospect, and then whoever's going to gamble that Zach Britton's going to be fine, and he probably will be fine, but you don't know that. And so what do you give up when you don't know that versus when you do know that? And these are the things that have turned this season, which was already an absolute disaster, into more of a disaster because they're not going to get that big haul that we thought they would get last spring when we were looking forward to this date and everybody was healthy.
Well said. Are there any bright spots? Before we get to the bright spots, who else is going to be on the move? We've mentioned Britton. We've mentioned Brad Brock. We've mentioned Machado. You've mentioned perhaps Adam Jones. Who else is going to be on the move that can fetch the Orioles anything that will help, kind of fortify what is a depleted farm system? And there truly can't be anything worse than a team that is one of Major League Baseball's very worst, doesn't hit well, doesn't pitch well, doesn't hit for power in a small ballpark, does nothing right, and they also have a lousy farm system. So Give us some idea of who else may be on the move and what they may be able to fetch back for them.
Well, that's a good question. I can name you three or four guys and say why they won't end up getting traded. Mark Trumbo, who's actually hitting the ball very, very well right now. He was hurt and wasn't back until May, and now he's finally in a groove and he's hitting home runs and he's back being Mark Trumbo. But he's got $20 million. Still hanging out there through the end of next year, and you're probably not going to trade him to the National League because he's mostly DH, some right field, so that the market probably would only be there if you're going to pay for him. You're going to pay for a big chunk of his salary, and then you have a couple pitchers you acquired who have just been lousy, you know. I mean, Andrew Cashner is true to form. He was 20 games under 500. His career record was 20 games under 500 when the Orioles signed him, even though he had a sub-4 ERA because he's always played for terrible teams. I mean, he's played never played on a winning team his whole career. Then he comes here, and he's pitched okay at times, but he's not been able to win a game. And Alex Cobb came in at the end of the season, at end of spring, and tried to rush back without having spring training, and he was awful for the first month, and now he's been off and on. And so, again, two guys who I think you might be able to get something for Cashner if you wanted to just go ahead and send him off, but you might as well keep those guys. Nobody's going to take them, and I think Alex Cobb, with a full spring training, is going to be fine next year, and there's, believe it or not, their starting rotation, even though the numbers don't show it, is far better than last year's. And so by next year, maybe it all comes together. They have three or four young pitchers. So I'm not as concerned about that. But if someone came knocking on Andrew Cashner, they'd probably deal him. They don't have – the rest of their players are pretty much – Chris Davis is not tradable. He's got $100 million left on his contract. He's having the worst season in the history of baseball. So he's not tradable. So you really don't have a whole lot beyond that. You're not going to trade a Jonathan Scope. He's a really good player. Tim Beckham you could trade, but you got him for a while, and he's just kind of coming into his own. And you've got some young players coming along. You're not going to trade Mancini, who's a bright prospect. But to answer your question, there is nothing going right except for Manny Machado, and they have to deal with him. I mean, Trumbo's playing okay, but other than that, there's, swinging a bat okay. But other than that, everything that could go wrong has gone wrong. And now this trade euphoria that they were going to have when they were going to get all these young players and start over again, that's kind of run aground too.
So there's no bright spot because what's on the major league level isn't good, and the best pieces are going to be gone. They're not going to fetch the haul that you hoped. And the farm system is pretty much, in the bottom quarter of Major League Baseball. So even if the trades go as expected or even a little better, how long is it going to take before the Baltimore Orioles are something better than 25-66 and at the bottom of Major League Baseball?
That's a good question. If they can put together a young team, get some prospects, and I don't know if Buck Showalter comes back or he doesn't, but if they go to a totally young team, I can't think of anyone better than Buck Showalter to shepherd a young team. A veteran team, right now you have some grumpy guys because they're not playing well. But if they were to put a young team on the field that had some players that could be developed, they have some good players. It's not like they don't have any players. In fact, I got to tell you, the team on paper – on opening day, if you don't factor in the injury to Zach Britt, was the same team that was in this pennant race last September until it collapsed at the end of September. But it played 5 months in the pennant race with essentially the same team plus two new veteran starting pitchers. It's just been every single thing that could go wrong has gone wrong. And so, coming back next year with some young, with a handful of young players and still having Jonathan Scope and Trey Mancini and Mark Trumbo and some of the good young relievers. Who knows? Would I bet on them to be a contender in the next 3 or 4 years? No. But Buck Showalter and Dan Duquette pulled a miracle in 2012. They're supposed to finish last for 5 years in a row, according to Fangraphs. And they went to the playoffs 3 of those 5 years and had more wins than any other American League team over that 5-year period. It was a miracle. So maybe you could have another one. But your point is well taken. Things don't look good.
Well, you said it all, and you said it exceedingly well, and I know how hard it is to cover a team that is 41 games under 500 before the All-Star break. It's one of the toughest things to do in the sports business. So, man, I really do appreciate a few minutes, and let's do it again as Baltimore Orioles news, kind of comes to the forefront, and we need to talk about it. Really do appreciate it, Peter.
Okay, Joe, no problem.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. Peter Schmuck, Baltimore Sun, breaking it all down, man. And, he gave you great insight into the Orioles. We've broken it down, the Manny Machado process and everything else. And he does truly have one of the toughest jobs in sports right now. Covering a team that is 41 games under 500 before you get to the All-Star break is about as hard as it gets. It really is. And the fact that he's this enthusiastic and can give us this kind of insight is really appreciated. We'll tie a bow around the middle hour of this three-hour Monday evening extravaganza on SB Nation Radio. Joe Spano in New York, Bobby Beats in Houston. No flipping.